Nothing that I thought was going to happen at the beginning of buying land and going on this endeavor, none of it turned out the way that I thought it would. And that was not a bad thing. Things were just different. It did remind me that we don't have that much control. You've got this certain picture in your mind of how things are going to be, and then the world tells you it's going to be different. And that's pretty much what happened, I think.
So you bought this tract of land near Ely and decided to try to build a cabin, and then basically spent the next several years working to achieve that goal, or I suppose you could actually say struggling to achieve
Yeah, it was a struggle. It
that
was definitely a struggle.
goal, whilst also learning about both yourself and the people who live around that very particular part of northern Minnesota.
Yeah, and there are a lot of characters, and there are a lot of really wonderful neighbors that we have, and I've been lucky. I had in mind looking back at my family history, but then there's all this other history of these people that we have around us up there. It's a great place. It's the place itself also has a lot of character. I think the place is actually in the book. I'd say it is one of the characters. Even though this is a nonfiction book, but you couldn't make up Northern Minnesota.
You describe yourself in the book and hear the description used by people living in the neighborhood as a 612-er.
It's a demarcation point. We are 612ers. I'm half and half. I mean, I was 218 for quite a long time in my life. And these are the area codes in case anyone doesn't know. But yes, 612ers, that gets into a little bit of political stuff. Where living on the range, one thing that I've found is everybody is very, very careful about what they say. It's always been a real political tug of war for a lot of people, mostly over land use issues. Early on, over some ethnic issues, obviously over mining issues. But there's always some sort of strife, it seems like. Even today, things aren't quite settled. There's them and us.
You were kind of spiritually connected to this land, it seems, very quickly. But now you're, physically connected by the buildings and everything. I mean, has it changed, do you think, your relationship with this property?
Sure, it has. Probably most in mostly because we may lose this land, and that's a part of the book towards the end. We have our own little dilemma, our own land issue. And so I have had to think of it differently as when I came into it. I was thinking of it as a legacy for my son and a way to connect these two generations. And at the end of the day, it's not the land itself, and it's not going to be the buildings that make this connection. It's really the history and what my son Sam learns about his grandfather in this place and how he makes his own connections to it, which he has been doing.